taking care of us. Today we're going to continue the union of Peggy the Kabbalah's Toma. He mentioned that the din of Ksamim only applies if it's found in something that's Mechabal Toma, or as the Ran explains, that if it's Mechabal Toma, and really the person, if it's Kesem, should be Tar, because there's no Hargasha. But Chazal made a din derabanan. So that din derabanan is only made if it's found on something that's Mechabal Toma, because if we're going to be Metar the Isha, they will come to be Metar the Beged, and the Beged is Tame. But if it's something that's not Mechabal Toma anyway, then we could might as well be Metar the Isha also, because there was no Hargasha, so there was no need for Chazal to go ahead and and be metame isha if there's no tumah in the bag. If there's tumah in the bag, then we'll metame. So therefore, there should be tumah in the bag with the damsme. But why do we have to be metame the isha? There's no hargasha. The answer is because then we'll make a mistake about the beggar. If we're metare the isha, we'll come to be metare the beggar. And we discussed that disposable things are not mekabel tumah. Recently I had a shiloh over the weekend. Somebody was staining. So sometimes when somebody's staining, you want to know how much they're staining in order to maintain whether there's a din ri or it's just ksamim. So I told the woman to have use a white liner, so a liner is disposable, and then I'm a Kabbal Tumah. So, and this way we'll be able, and it's white, but so you'll be able to see what's going on, but it'll won't have any chumras because it's disposable. This way we'll be able to tell. So I told her to do that, leave it on for several hours and see how much accumulates. And then she calls me back and we're having this whole long discussion. And then she tells me that she used something that's not disposable. And it was white. So I said, I thought we said, so apparently the way the Rebbetzin explained to me that she misunderstood, I said liner, she thought I meant lining. So she took a colored garment that had a white lining, and so then I said, then you have to, she doesn't live right near me, so I couldn't look at it, but then, so then I said, then you have to show it to a Rav to see if the Ksamim are really Ksamim Tameim, the shear of a gris and the improper color, which fortunately, the way the Rebbetzin got back to me was that it was luckily not a problem anyway, but it just goes to show you that you have to be so careful that you think that you said something and the person might not have understood, you know, liner, or less lining, and you have to articulate that it has to be a disposable, temporary disposable liner and not lining of beged that's permanent. And you see that a lot in things that even though you might assume that it's pashut to you, but it might not be kosher to the person that's listening to you. So you always have to, and I'll give you other examples as we go on, but that's something that's just this weekend, it was, it could have messed her up, and because then I would have been telling her to wear levanim. Why would I ever tell her to wear levanim if it's not the Zayin Nikim? Levanim that are not Mekabel Tumah, that's a different story. And we just want to be able to tell if it's Ksamim or it's something more than Ksamim. It's something that will add up to become a real. Okay. Now there is a other area of in this discussion of a Beged Kabbalah's Tumah. As we said, Kabbalah's Tumah is not so relevant because we don't go to the base of Mikdash, and we don't eat Tahar Kachim, we don't have Truma, we don't have this. So there are only two areas in Halacha, as we mentioned, that you have to know Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara B'zman Hazeh, and that is maybe more than two, but the two main ones are Ksamim, Hilchas Nida, and Hilchas Sukkah, because you have to know what you could use for Schach, that's not Mekabel Tumah. So those are the two areas that are very common in Halacha, that even though we don't have regular Taras Bezman Hazeh, but we still have to be aware of these Halachas. Okay, so the Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, V'beged kiyebo neged saras, v'beged semer, o v'beged pishtim. So, over shi, over eir, v'la pishtim, v'la tzoma, v'la or, o v'chol melech hazor. So, we know that a beged can be Mekabel Tumas Tzaras. Right, we've discussed that in the past. Now, the Pasuk in Tazria refers to a beged made out of tzemer wool or pishtim or linen. So those are the two possible begadim. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, and it's page 2 on Chavavah Mibes, that these are the two materials. When the Torah speaks of beged, it is referring to these two things. The Tadi Debei Rabbi Shmuel on page, I didn't put the arrow there, but on the fourth line on page 2, Ho'el v'nemer begodim b'torah stam. There's a lot of times the Torah speaks about begodim, but it doesn't tell you what they're made from. But here in Hilchas Tumas Negayim, it tells you specifically what it's made from. So therefore, anywhere in the Torah that there's a din of beged, it has to be made from tzemer pishtim, and if it's not made from tzemer pishtim, then it's not a beged.
What about or? It's also in the
pasuk. Yeah. What does the pasuk say?
It says, "O the or of a chomalah or." There's another pasuk that says that by tomon beged or, which implies that they're not the same thing.
But what? That
beged or osa.
Right. In other words, that's not part of that. That's not beged.
Right.
That's a separate category. In other words, it's not within the beged. That's what he's saying. Okay, so that is Tali Dede Rabbi Shmuel. However, we have to go now all the way to page 27. Find out that Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel is not the only opinion of how to define beged in the Torah. Not the only opinion. So the other opinion is found in Menachos of Lamed Tesef Beis on page 27, and that's the opinion of Rava. That's the opinion of Rava, who argues with Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Rava Rami, Rava found a steer in the Psukim, Ksiv HaKanaf Min Kanaf, Uksiv Tzemru Pishtim. Where it seems to be a steer in the Psukim by Tzitzis, HaKanaf Min Kanaf. So, what does that mean? It means that whatever the beged is made of, that's what the tzitzis should be made of. Whatever material is that the beged is made of, that's what the tzitzis should be made of. But then we have another pasuk that says only tzemru pishtim. So the pasuk says haketzad tzemru pishtim potrim ben b'minam ben b'shalominam. That means if you use strings of tzemru pishtim, then you could use it on any beged. But other material, only, you should use that only if the beged is made from that material. Minam potrim, shalom minam ein potrim. And Rav Nachman holds like Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that no, that it's only referring to the Tzemun Pishtim. There's no other option. So it comes out there is this machlokas between Rava and Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel how to define a beged in the Torah. And this is very relevant. Forget Hilchas Nida for a second. Let's just turn to page 29 in Hilchas Tzitzis. Right, 29 page of Tzitzis. Ein kai the tzitzis menatora ela beged pishtim oshel tzemer rechelim. Avol sharminim ein kaiyavim the tzitzis ela midrabanan. So the mechaber shita is he paskins like Tani debei Rabbi Shmuel that when the Torah speaks of beged is only tzemer pishtim. So if you want to, that's why many people prefer to, when they wear tzitzis, they use a wool beged, because they want to get the mitzvah min haTorah. Might as well. If you're already doing the mitzvah, might as well get the mitzvah min haTorah. And that's the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah paskins like Rava. That the Ramah paskins like the other opinion, that like Rava, and the Ramah shita is that you're chayiv midoraisa in all. So if you have cotton, and that's the people who wear cotton. The cotton people hold that cotton is midoraisa also. Now, even if you hold that it's only Tzemer Pishtim, but Midrabanan, cotton is chayiv b'tzitzis also. Now, the question is, would you prefer to get the mitzvah with to do the Daraisa, Kulei Alma? That's hence why people wear wool begadim and not cotton. There's another school of thought, and that is to dafka wear cotton. And that is because if you hold them, we don't know what the real tchelus is, b'zman hazeh. So there's an opinion of the Baal Hamor. We hold that tchelus is not makiv as halachan. That's what we hold. In other words, that even if you only have white strings and not the tchelus, you still put on tzitzis, it's okay. But the Baal Hamor passes like the opinion that tchelus is makiv as halachan. So, if you don't have tchelis, or you don't have the real tchelis, and you're wearing a wool beged, so then you mevatel a mitzvah min haTorah. So it works the other way also. In contrast to if you're wearing cotton, so then the stakes are, so maybe you'll get a mitzvah derabbanan, and maybe deraisa, but at worst, maybe you'll only be mevatel a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, so discussion Hilchas Tzitzis. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you see Mishnah Berurah is good after you see the Gemaras, then you can appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah said. See, look at Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, page 29. The first opinion of Mechaber is Kitani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Yalfina Minagoyim. That we learned the part of Tzemer Pishtim, of Kol Makom Dechsid Be Beged, Hakavon Ami Tzemer Pishtim. And in Sifkat Dalid, we hold like Rava, that the Ramoshit is like Rava. Poskim ke Rava. The Rava, and Rava is the one who says that it's referring to all minim, that all minim are considered beged min haTorah. So those are the two opinions, the opinion of Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and the opinion of Rava, and it's relevant in all areas of halacha. So in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Mechaber paskens like Tani Devei Shmuel, and only Tzemer Pishtim are midaraisa, and Rava paskens all minim, and hence the shita of the Ramah. Okay, but even if you hold like Tani Devei Shmuel that only Tzemer Pishtim is deraisa, all the minim are still high of midrabban. All the minim are still high of midrabban. So if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kalim, on page 3, says, in other words, the Rambam is now going to introduce something that is not mekabel tumah even midrabbanan. So what is that? Kelim hasui meyatzamos chayish shebiyam. It's things that are made from water creatures. Say the skin of something that swims in the ocean. Umeora tahorim. Kol shebiyam tohor ve'inu mekabel tumah min hatumas lo tumas midras af orig begin mitzemer hagodol biyam einu mekabel tumah. There is, even if you take something from wool or from a creature that's in the ocean, it's not mekabel tumah, as the pasuk says, o beged or mipi hashmu lomdu ma beged min hagodol ba'aretz af or min hagodol ba'aretz. So chibur min hagadol b'yam im hagadol ba'aretz afil chut o meshicha im chibur chibur ad shemesim. But if you have a beged that's made from something in the yam, and you have one stitch of something that's made from the yabasha, that's going to be metame. That will give the beged the ability of being mekabel tumah. So chibur min hagadol b'yam im hagadol ba'aretz afil chut o meshicha. Im chibur chibur ad shemesim heshneim ki ilu heimechad vatuma ki nidmaze yitmaze hakol mekabel tuma. Okay, so that's okay. So the discussion. And this, you want to see the source, is a Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel. For those that are learning Mishnah Kalim.
But doesn't the Mishnah say this?
Well, let's see the Mishnah first. Let's see the Mishnah first. Kol Shebiyam Tahor. So anything in the yam, that's page, what page are we? Page 6. Any creatures that are in the yam, except for this particular kelav hayam, kelav hamayim.
Seal or sea lion.
What?
Seal or sea lion.
Seal or
sea lion.
Sea lion, okay. Where do they show that? In San Diego?
Yeah,
you have to go to the...
In Brooklyn, in the aquarium.
Brooklyn. You don't have to go to San
Diego. Central Park City.
Central Park.
Not even, that's right.
Okay. So these things, Borech Liabasha. So they're Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Rav Akiva. Osa Kalim in a Godel B'yam, Mechiber Lehem in a Godel B'aretz, Afil chut, afil meshicha, dover shu mekabel tumah tomei. Okay, so that's the. So that is the source. That's the Mishnah that the Rambam was based on. So the question at hand are, what's the story with synthetic material? They're made from oil, from petroleum. So, say you make a beged from synthetic, it's coming from oil, so what is that called? Is that called min hayam? Is that called min hayabasha? Is that called what is the status of that? So if you take a look, so there are different poskim that have different opinions on this matter of what's the status of something that's gadol min hayam. So let me show you here. Here, take a look on page 15 for a second. It's from the Sefer Cheskes Tara of Rabbi Chesko Roth. It's a Sefer Amida. He's one of the premier poskim of this generation. He says, Hey, Yosheb is Menein Yotze Min Chodesh Shekorim Nylon, or plastic. Royal Vara Imhei Mekabalim Tuma. So that's the discussion. So first he quotes that same Gemara Tanei Debei Rabbi Shmuel, and he points out that it's, you know, Tanei Debei Shmuel says Sever Pishtim, and then he points out the sheet of Rava that it's all begodim. So he says, so what's the status of these things? So he quotes the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Kalim, Halacha Yud Aleph, here. Take a look on page 4 for a second. Kol Shehu Aruk. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hilchas Kalim. Kol Shehu Aruk Bei Mitzemer Upishtin Bei Mikanvas Umeshi Oshar Devarim Hagdelim Bei Yabosha. Tu Anikra Beged Linyan Tuma. And that's the same Rambam, Halvadim Godim Lechol Dover. That anything, it has to be Gdelim Bei Yabosha. Right, even if you hold it has to be Gdelim Bei Yabosha. So anything that's Gadol B'Yabosha could potentially become a Beged if it's made in the right way. It has to be Gadol B'Yabosha. So the question is, so what does that mean? So say I make something from, so one could say simply that if you're making something from oil, you are making something from petroleum or these synthetic material, that's not Gadol B'Yabosha. They're not growing from the ground. They're not growing from the ground. So if they're not growing from the ground, so then they're not Mekabel Tuma. And if they're not Mekabel Tuma, so then they won't have a din of Ksamim, and then that would be very relevant for a situation where one was wearing a garment of synthetic material that therefore would not be Mekabel Tuma. And we'll see there's a poskim hold this way, that anything that's not Gadol min ha'aretz, it has to grow from the ground, literally grow from the ground. So if it's not growing from the ground, that so then it's not mekabel tumah. And that's you look in here just 1 second on page 19 for a second. He says that big day nylon, page 19, the Sefer Mishmer Satara, the Moshe Mordechai Karp, who's one of the big Talmidim of Rav Eliashiv. He wrote many different svarim. So he says that big day nylon, midin einim kabel tumah, l'cheinim abegir osoy, 100% chomer synthetic, choshev einim kabel tumah. So even things that, even if you're going to be marbe, you look in the footnote 31, and he quotes here from the Chazon Ish, and the kli gumi, but from rubber. Einam kabel tumah kumo zefes. Vaf lachash nisrabu shar begodim letamek sheish bem gimel gimel lo nisrabu ela ketsemer. In other words, even if you hold like shitas rava that you marbe shar begodim, but it has to be similar to tzemer pishtim that grow from the ground. But if it's not going to be at least similar to tzemer pishtim that grow from the ground, then so one example would be all these synthetic things were made from oils in the ground and rubber. Rubber is an example. That therefore they're not mekabel tumah, because even rava requires that it be something that's called al min hayah. And that's relevant for in Hilchas Mikvos, when you have rubber stoppers and things like that, whether that's considered something that's a kabel tumah or not. So we say you have a stopper in the mikveh to stop the water, and then you have a plug that you unplug sometimes to let the water out, etc. So the question is, what can it be made out of? So that's the discussion over here, whether rubber is mekabel tumah or maybe not, because it's not gadol min hayam. So that's a common shita that if it's not gadol, that was even if it's found in the ground, that it's made from these oils, but oils don't grow in the ground. From the ground, they may be found in the ground or made from that. That's not called gadol min hayabasha.
Should these things be made from organic plastics, and or the rubber be made from tree rubber? That would change the
stuff. Well, again, say again.
There are rubbers that are made from trees, also originally used to be made, and also just now plastics made from organic materials like corn. Does that change the discussion?
Okay, right. Okay, so then that would be different.
Rubber comes from a plant.
Right, right. So that would make a difference, right? Where it came from, right? Before we continue in the Chesed Torah, just take a look in the Igros Moshe, where he also.
Most women supposedly made of polyester and rayon, so
it would be cool,
obviously.
If it's not made with any stitches of wool linen. Right. It's total. Right. If you like that. But Moshe, in page 14,
I
discussion, okay, look at the, where I ended the bracket. Go four lines up to the word mitzitzis. Aval ata shamati shenase rak mehashemen haminim shebemayonos meomek ha'adoma sheim kein vade ein kabotum agam lo midrabon kakui adoma umeile ein alayu din kesem. So, Rav Moshe has this thing that something that's basically you're digging in the earth and you're finding oil and you're making these materials from them. So he says that's like making a pot from the ground. It's not mekabel tuma, it's a kli adoma. So this is a beger adoma. So it's not mekabel tuma, even not midrabanan, and therefore it won't have a din. Won't have a din kesem. If you look now for a second, on page 37. The Sefer Shari Tara. Shari Tara was a sefer that was written many, many years ago by Rabbi Chil Michel Stern, who was the Rav in Ezra's Torah. So he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv the following. You get on page 37. I go on Rabbi Yosef Shalom Yashiv Amali, Shafim Mitzad Anah Efsha Shabem is Nailam Mekabel Tuma. He said, it's not so simple, but he has another tzad. Because on one hand, as we'll see, it's still in the ground. So the question is, does Godel by Yavasha literally mean it has to grow from the ground? Maybe it's enough that it's found in the ground. Maybe because it's not found in the Yam, there is... So if it was in Biyam, then we had that Mishnah culture Biyam is Tar. Right? But if it's in the ground, so it's not Godel in our hearts, but maybe there's no such thing as, like what Ramosha says, that we have, you know, pottery from, you know, Kli Adoma, but a Beged, maybe that's not the same. So he says, "Mishum avdan nimshal biyosham mikomochem mechash neft vami mayin. Afu pi shekiducho ba'oretz uveyaboshem mikomochem dino kedomer hagodol min hayam. Tzidi lo mashu adim leinian mikve kosher neft." That's a little bit chiddush. There is. We know there are two ways you can build a mikveh. You can build a mikveh either with rainwater, right? So you set up something on the roof of the mikveh to collect the water that's not a kli, and then it goes down a pipe which is not a kli, and then it collects in the mikveh, and you build your mikveh from rainwater. Or you can build your mikveh from mayan water. You can just dig deep in the ground. Just dig deep in the ground until you hit water. And then you get water from there. That's another way of getting water. Most mikvahs use rainwater. In some communities, Passaic, they wanted to dig, but to get Mayan water. Even though in the end they don't have a real Mayan because they have to shoot it up and then it's nifsak from the thing. There are maybe in some Hasidic communities where, because you have to dig very deep down, so you're going to build 100 steps till you go to the thing. It's not so practical. If you're able, as Rabbi Hertz from Passaic said, when they had to build the mikvah from Passaic, they had to dig deep till they finally found water. But if you have a place where you can get the water closer to the ground, so then you can build the mikveh with the mine water, and there could be some milas. Maybe one day we should learn mikvos, and we can see what milas are to build the mikveh with a mayan, not a mikveh. But so he quotes here from Rav Yashiv. So maybe, and this is a chiddush. Maybe oil is considered a mayan. So it's a chiddush because it's not water. You would think that maybe only water in the ground is. So Mamela, maybe it's. I don't know if he really meant this lahalacha, you know, that he would use it as a mikvah, but as a mayim. But he's saying is that maybe you could say that the water that's found or any liquid that's found in the ground, that's called gadol min hayam. And therefore, that would be under the principle of gadol min hayam, meinu mekabel tumah.
How do you say that the
Mishnah, the Nikos,
says that
the Shara
Mashkin,
and
the, no good. Bring
down that all the other things that are Mashir,
one of them being
like
olive oil.
Right, so that's olive oil.
So I'm saying,
that's olive oil. This is oil in the ground. So maybe oil in the ground is
what's called
mine.
Very expensive.
Yeah. You know, again, you know. I don't know, he was saying a svara, you know, he was saying it as a chumrah. I don't think he was saying, he was saying as a kula in Hilchos Chasamim. I don't know if he would actually tell you you could be tovel in oil on the ground. But the svara was a little different than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was saying that any oil you find in the ground, that's like making a beged from clay, so to speak, from the ground. And therefore it won't be mekabel tumah. Because it's not, it's like kli adama, and he's saying a different word that maybe it's considered it's considered minayam, and minayam is tahar. That's another approach. So again, according to these two approaches, if it would be totally. The beged would be totally synthetic, then you wouldn't have a din of ksamim, even if you would have. But again, once there's one stitch of wool or linen in the thing,
just a string?
One string, koto mishicha, that would, even though the whole thing is synthetic, that would take away the skula.
The mishmeres hatara koto hayoshev is holding
the head's right. Right, so the same thing, it's consistent.
Oh, he's quoting that it's
not right. Right. He's just saying the reason why it's not mekabel tumah is because it's considered bam min hayam. Rav Moshe Feinstein was saying a different word. He's saying it's not mekabel tumah because it's considered bam min hakarka. Then you have a third approach, and that's what we're going to see. Rav Shlomo Zalman held this way, and Rav Yechezkel Roth, Rav Abadi, all held that. Take a look on page in the Shari Tara, on page 38. Shari Tara, he wrote many svarim. He wrote a very nice sefer, the Dal Minim, the pictures very. Rav Yechiel Michel Stern from the Rav of Ezra's Torah. So he says, "Though the Agon of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Achrei Shereisim Udvarim Hanal Masuli Dvarim Shebichsav, it's had a sort of near the Nefko Choshim Klal Mayim Mudomi L'Shar Mashkim V'Yekrel Mayim the Lo Mahani Bud Tfila." So he doesn't think it's Mayim. Yeah. So, you know, in other words, he doesn't like that svara. Rav Yashu was saying that maybe you could say it's a kosher mikvah, maybe that's called mayim. But then he says, "Mikomokam efshe sharaka gadol biyam udim matin and mituma." But making neft nearer the choshev ki gadol biyabasha, below ki gadol biyam. He thinks that that's called, you know, Godel, you know, doesn't necessarily mean it has to grow. Its existence is in the Yabasha. So the existence is in the Yabasha. So then he thought that that will be Mekabel Tumah. So then, and therefore, it wouldn't be Nismait. And therefore, you wouldn't have all these coolers. So he he takes the other side of this shaila, and he says, yeah, that's what, getting back now to the Cheskes Tara, he says the same idea, that that could be, that it's Biyabasha. These things are still Biyabasha, so therefore they're Mekabel Tumah. Maybe Midaraisa, according to Rabbah, maybe Midarabbanan, according to the others. So he writes, and then he says, Kachi Shlumbod, we did it around page 15 on the left side, paragraph the Kach. Kachi Shlumbod, we did it around them. Kolshul Orum, Bein Mitzem, Upishtin, Bein Mitzem, Vesu Meshi. From the Shad Vor, Magdalen, Bein Yamosha, we did it begging Linyan Tum, Vavodim, Kim Bavodim, Kol Dover. Kachi Shlumbod, Orum, Hareu, Bechal Beger, Elmer, Vetorah. Kachi Shlumbod, Bein Yamosha, Efshad, Dabar, Rakhla, Fuki, Mimash, Godel, Bayam. That Meshi ain't a godel man a karke elohu mitolas. In other words, that's from a worm, right? The silk from a worm. You can't get nylon who bechlal. To no say a lot of shame begging. So that's. So he thinks that's. Similar to what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that anything that's found by Yabasha is considered is not called Menayam. So in other words, Rav Moshe had this thing that it has to be Godel. Rav Moshe was learning it had to be so if you take something in the earth itself, that's like making a garment from clay. You know, that was Rav Moshe's thing. And Rav Yashiv said, well, no, maybe this is Yam. Maybe this is Yam because you can have a mikvah inside your mayan inside the ground. So maybe this is Yam. So you have those two svaras, and then you have this the other tzad, the third. In other words, these are the three different svaras that you can say here. And the third svar is to say that no, that this is in the Yabasha, and anything in the ground, not in the ocean itself, is. And this, I guess you have to reject that svara that Rav Yashiv said that maybe this is the Yam itself, because maybe, as Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's only if you dig and you find water. But if you find oil, then that's not a mikvah. That's not Yam. That's not, and therefore that's called Yabosh. That's found in the Yabosh. So it's not technically Godel in terms of growing, but it's. Its existence is the Abacha, that's also called God of Yav Yashar.
But the fact that most oil now is coming from that change that at all?
Well, and it's coming
middle of the ocean.
From
the ground of the ocean.
The ground of the ocean.
The water. So is the creatures in the bottom of the ocean are also called on the ground of the ocean.
All right. That's good. Is the ground of the ocean, is that called I don't know if that necessarily is also what's called Godol Bayam, because that's the ground. That's also not so simple. So and then you have the Michas Yitzchak held this way as well. What page is that? Beginning that anything that's made into a beged is page 13 says the dying lice, the dying posen. I just saw him yesterday. Dying posen was the big posek in Breuers. See the posek of the mikvah here in the. You know, of Breuers is a Talmud of the Menachas Yitzchak. The Menachas Yitzchak was in England, and then he came. He was the head of Eid HaCharedis in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that says, so he's dealing with this same question of nylon, and he says, "Aval the daiti aimitzi is because she begged from Moshim or Aguf from Lo Yeh Mekabel Tuma." He doesn't think that that there's such a thing that you, because you make it into a beged, then it's mekabel tuma. There's no such thing. Raf niel the pliy be pokim yehav don't have mekabel tuma. Kol mokam yimnasim yimer beged niel kol yama mekabel tuma. I don't know if that's so pushed, but meil gam beged nylon have mekabel tuma v'yesh bo mishum ksamim. So. And so that's basically with that same idea that we said before, that anything that's makabel tuma, anything that was made into a beged, is rabbe from this idea. So therefore, it's makabel tuma. Okay, so this is the. Rabbi also told me he thought to the Paschim Chumra in this question. So there are different shitas, but again, it would only be relevant if it's fully from a synthetic garment, and it wouldn't have any. Because as we said, the Mishnah says, the Rambam says, Afim Chut Echad is. And stockings that comes up also, right? You have tights and things like that, that could be, but again, if there's one chud of this and that, and then a lot of the stockings anyway are, a lot of poskim hold are tzibonim anyway, except sometimes in the crotch of the stockings, so it says it could be white there, in that area, so then, but they're sewn with colored stitches. So Rabbi thought that would be totally in the shaila if you have white and colored, what would, because that comes up, that there's a kesem on the, on, you know, in the area that's parallel to between the legs of the tights, and there could be a kesem over there. And that is sometimes white, but very often it's stitched with colored stitches, and then that says everybody pointed out. Rabbi Willi pointed out that post can point out that could be totally on that shaila. So Rabbi Willi pointed out of what's the din if you have a shear of a gris, but not in it's broken up and yeah.
Actually, what's the dynamics for?
Yeah, I don't know. In other words, he's just saying it's nichlal in the beged. So, but he doesn't, therefore, say, well, what about? He doesn't misyaches to the question. So, what about eyes in min hayam? So he doesn't. So he has to say what are the svaras four mentions.
So means a beged has to be
mukabel. Right.
That's what he's saying.
Right. It's a beged. It's not mukabel tumas. So the question is, but isn't there Ishaich? Isn't there some sort of Gadol Min Hayam or something like that? So I guess that he didn't fully articulate.
Kel comes from Nior, but Nior comes from.
Nior comes from the ground.
From
Eitzim. Eitzim, right. Eitzim, Asovim, or things like that. So so therefore, there will be the Kabbal Tumma. And then the. The last thing that is the shine of pads. So if you're from the community that says that disposable things are not mekabel tumah, so then so then pads are disposable. So Rabbi Yashiv was from, you know, he has a couple of things that where he's not of that. So one thing he writes here in the Mishmeres Torah of Moshe Mordechai Karp, who's one of Rabbi Yashiv's big Talmidim. So the paragraph that begins the Omnum on page 19. Hosef Abdon Rav Yosef Sholom Al-Yashiv Tima Tashmi Shom Apeh Shem Abiki Musub Abeged. So this is also a Kiddush that some pads are things that you for liners, you they have adhesive, right? So you stuck it to the garment. Harez a bottle of Abeged Harez a Mekabal Tumah Kedin Abeged. A difference. In other words, I don't think he even needs that because Lishitoso, he holds that even disposable things are Mekabel Tumah. But even if you don't want to say that, he has another svara that something that you stick on the beged is bottle the beged. That's like. So then he says, "Vayrei b'kakel ifnei Rabbeinu chor zehavi ketfiu sheinu shel miskayem." So it's not such a pasha the svara because it's not lakim. So to say that that's called bottle to the beged, and therefore if the beged is mekabel tumah, so the pair is ain't die to of bottle beged like a tash mishach karoi. So it's hard to say that that's that would get a din of beged, even you know to say that that even if you want to assume that it's. So for the beged, that would have a status of a beged. So again, many poskim, as I told you, say that all the disposable that was the makubal psak, at least in America, that disposable things are not makabal tumah, and that's it. And therefore, the pads and the panty liners and all these things are not becoming to them. So, Rav Yashiv has this statement over here that he quotes him that if it's dovuk to the beged, maybe that's bottle. But then you could argue with that svara because it's not made to be there on a permanent basis. It's only meant to be there in the. On a temporary basis, so that's that thing. And then, but nonetheless, Rav Yashiv has a tshuva here. So he doesn't fully address the issue, but in the Kovetz Tshuvas on page. On page 23. Chelik Shlishi, he has near toilet lekabolas tumah. I'm going to have to read this whole tshuva here, but basically he assumes that it's a din beged, it's a shear, like shear, etc. And but he doesn't, and he just assumes in the whole tshuva that if it has the shear, then it's going to be mekabel tumah, even though it's disposable. Even though it's disposable. And he doesn't say how what he does with that Rambam we saw last time by the Karen, that the Karen that you Zorik, that's Rabakabatumah. And then he also subscribes to the Sidre Tara that we saw last time on page 26, that even if a tissue is Rabakabatumah, but. Even if you want to say she's using something that's not a kabbal tumah, if you hold like that, it will also be a problem. But that's also a chiddush. That whole the sidrei tara is a chiddush. So, you know, you could say svar is l'chumra, but I think the pashas is in, you know, l'gabi the thing, l'gabi the disposable things, l'kula. By the synthetic, so that many posts, that I wouldn't be so quick to be make a lawn, because many posts give a machmer on synthetic garments, as we saw in the Shlomo Zalman and the Mechas Yitzchak, or Vadi, others are a machmer on that. But there are posts give also a kula, as we saw in the Igros Moshe and Rav Yashiv. There's one other shaila that's relevant to this discussion is what Josh was mentioning by or. That is or, what's the store? So or we assume is not a beggar. Or is not a beggar. And that's Rav Moshe's tshuva, another tshuva that Rav Moshe has, about what we used to call the fishnet tzitzis. Right, the fishnet tzitzis, they still make them? You know what they are, the fishnet tzitzis. So, what page is that here? Fishnet tzitzis, the Moshe Paskin is not chayv in tzitzis.
Isn't it also in Kim that the bag of the Yosei Chutz, Arizona, was that material, so it's taller because so many points.
Even if it was made that way, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So that's the truth of the Chelik Bey's Archaim Chelik Aleph. Page 30. Moshe has the tshuva l'gabi yichiv tzitzis b'mordim shal nylon v'rayon v'kayom v'tzitzis. He says, Nishalti m'ididi ha'nichbad of Yehuda Bodenheimer im yochal ulbosh b'mei ha'kayitz ha'chamim beged shal dal kofos l'kiyom mitzit tzitzis m'yaminim nylon v'rayon sh'eschachu b'shonim eilu. Even if you want to hold like the Ramah, and you want to hold like Rava, that all meanim, that Misham meanim, Shein Mishal Ksem Pishlim, Atalim Du Modu, Jeish Begat Shapotu Mitzitzis, Kibu Begat Shalor. So in other words, you don't say, in other words, no one could say that every, once you marbe Shar begodim, like the sheet is rava, that it cools to everybody, because the Gemara says the Feirish of Begit Shalor is potter min atzitzis. Right? Poshe sha'afi mahasu me'or ritzu. So he says over here, the same thing. That, these things are a potter. So he says a difference. He says a svara that he thinks that it's only. He's not talking here about the svara that he said before. that they're only marba things that you have to make. You have to make with threads. In other words, any garment, you make threads and then you sew it. So, but something like nylon and this, you don't have to make threads. It comes as a big sheet when it's produced. It's as a sheet itself. So therefore, anything. So this is a different word. He's saying that anything that is not in its metzias doesn't require like temer pishtim, so we might bet we're all the medium, but it has to be at least dumi temer pishtim that it's made into thread. Just like you take an animal, so you take the wool off the animal, right? So you don't, it's not a sheet of wool, it's pieces of wool, and then you thread, you make them into threads, and then you weave them. So any other min, has to be similar to that. But nylon rayon, when you it'll be produced as a sheet. So you don't have to, you wouldn't have to make. So even if you made a situation where you made nylon strings and then you did it, but that would be potter because ore is potter. Even though you could theoretically take the ore and cut it into little pieces and weave it together, he says. So he has that a rash in the Perek of Zion that by or even if you'll make it into strings, it wouldn't be good because the norm is that you don't have to make it into strings. Like anything else, you have to make it into strings first. But or you can have a sheet of ore. So since you can have a sheet of ore, even though you decided to make it through that, so anything that could be produced in a sheet naturally, even if you choose to cut it into little pieces and it would be nichlal in this tour. Why isn't it nearby according to Rava? So Beferish, or is not nearby according to Rava. Even though Rava is marba kol minim, but or the Gemara says is potim in that tzitzis. So what's the chiluk? So that's what Moshe is saying. The chiluk is that it's not something that's derech to weave together, or at least masel avodim. Or something like that. It could come in a sheet. So anything that comes in a sheet, that's not dumya de tzemer pishtin. Even afilu aliva de rava. That's his word. One second. And therefore, he brings that rash that says that even by or once or is potter because that's the norm. So even if you would make it in a way with ariga, it would still be. It'll still be potter. One second, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, as Shrestha pointed out, is the one who argues on this on page. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they follow Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he said that no, that's only or is potter. I don't know what he does with that rash, but or is potter only if it's a sheet. But if you made it into, if you make it into Ariga, probably have a mission in an Arab.
Which mission?
Kav Zion. You know, in Benayim Yeshem, in Yeshem, in Nayim, in Oysa Kulo Chati Chachas. So that wouldn't be Chayev. Well, if Yeshem, in Nayim, in Oysa Mechit, in Nayim, in Nayim, in Nayim, but there's a few pieces of Frank says no, that it's totally how you made it. If it was one sheet of nylon or one sheet of leather, that would be potter. But if you make it into strings and you weave it, then it would be chayv. And that's so you have to see why. How is he going to get out of the raya that Rav Moshe brought from that rash in Perek of Zayin? Unless there's another way of understanding that Rash in Perek of Zion, and that would be the Ben-Tzion Abashol, he seems to subscribe to this as well. Ben-Tzion Abashol was one of the great Sephardic poskim of our generation, or Ben-Tzion. I like his tshuvas very much. They're very to the point, very, very good. You should always read the Or Ben-Tzion's tshuvas on everything. He just came out with another volume on the Moedim. I just saw it in Beagle Eyes like a couple weeks ago. the new he's not alive anymore, but they still print the Chuvas, new Chuvas. So he also he quotes this discussion here, and he says that but the nylon, if they're made in one sheet, then the people like if see a friend, the open as you might sell a bad, you might send the and there's a day of the poetry. And then he says, "Shuv no dolan alach hasman chesh kamas sugi nylon chesh mitzuram mibeiros neft that they're made from the oil in the ground." The shamati b'shem godol echad. So that could be Rebbe Yashiv, if I'm guessing. Godol echad shlita. Sheish lam din dover hagodol b'yam. Sheinu mekabel tuma mishum shebeiros haneft hashuvim kiyam. Dvar tzarchiyim. Because the Mishnah says in Kehilim, Per Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Kum Kum Shenikev Asod B'Zephis, Shein Yichol Kabel Chamin B'Tzonim, Chein Omer B'Kli Zephis. Shanef Tum Min Zephis, Lovin, V'Misa Shanef Chashiv Gimel Meyam, Einum Kabel Tum, Ma'ir Yinach Natam Mikshet Kli Zephis Torim, Shem Nein Yichol Mekabel Chamin B'Tzonim, Afil Mim Mekabel Chamin B'Tzonim Torim, Dabu Gidula Meyam. But he doesn't say that it's not Mekabel Tum because Einu Gidula Meyam. See, that's your question, Michael. That's what he writes. So that's what he says, that he thinks like Rav Shlomo Zalman. And maybe it is Mekatoma, and this idea that Rav Yashiv's far he thinks is problematic from the Mishnah in Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, that that you have a kli that had a hole, and then so then the question is Shaining a hole Shanike Rav Yossi Matash Ein Yochel Kabel Chamin Kitzonim. Okay, so you have to look at his raya more carefully, but that's what he's assuming as well. Okay, so Acharei Kichlos Hakol. So this is a shaila that this all starts with the machlokas of Tanit the Beggar and Shmuel and Rava, where the Beggar and the Torah is only Tzemer Pishon or everything, and then we're according to machlokas Machaber Ramon Hilchasitzis. And then we're marbe, according to Rav, everything, but we're not marbe things that are godol bayam. And then the question is, synthetic things that could come from the ground, from oil and things from the ground, is that called yam? Is that called adamo? Or is that called yabosha? Those are the three things. So so the different sheet is, I've heard from Rav Abadi who thought to be machmir on this Indian. And, you know, not to be makel in synthetic things. And hukuli alma, you can't be makel if there's even one thread of this. And then the side machlok is in about whether that's called, you know, a mikvah, and then he addresses that. And then the question of the disposable things that Rav Yashiv was machmir on three accounts. He was machmir to say that disposable things of a kabel tuma. He's machmir to say that something you attach to a beged is like the beged. And he's machmir for the sidrei tara. So those three chumras, you can question all three of those chumras. But that was Rabbi Yashiv. I should ask Rabbi Morgenstern, just I told you, came out with a sefer from Rabbi Yashiv's psakim. And, you know, but you really but Eza Tamshiya, he was a Gadol Hador, but nonetheless, that doesn't mean there weren't other Gadolim that held differently on these matters. So, in general, I pass it for people that the pads are not makabel tuma, and the tissues are not makabel tuma, and the liners are not makabel tuma. But you have to just make sure that the like this Rebbetzin said, that this woman confused liner and lining. It's not to make that because the lining is part of the beged. That's makabel tuma liner. So this rabbi supports that that's something separate. And then, even though the liner is going to be attached, that's Rabbi Yasha's shita, but it doesn't seem to be the shita of many people. So as this rabbi pointed out, you have to be careful from the liner and the lining. But for kids, this is a very important discussion of the Begin and over Mekabel Tuma, etc. Rez Hashem, the next year about what's the din if you find what's the story of water in the kaka. This happens all the time. A woman sees water in the toilet bowl, a kesem in the toilet bowl. So what is that? Is the toilet bowl makabel? I'm not talking about the actual toilet, the water in the toilet. Is the water in the toilet makabel tuma or not? And that's the next shir Bez Hashem to discuss that, because that's a shayla that comes up for all the time. In other words, if you find it in a tissue, and the tissue's on the toilet bowl, that's a different, that's a found the tissue. And then the older tissue's not makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma. But sometimes you don't find it on the tissue, you find it swimming in the water itself. So,